Yeah, what up, what up, what up? You know who it is, your boy Styles P, the Ghost, LOX, D-Block. Make sure you get the Presence album. Look out for the Lox album. Look out for Sheik's solo album. Look out for Kiss solo album. These are all coming out, man. Check us out at pharmacyforlife.com. That's pharmacy with an F. pharmacyforlife.com. Check us out at juicesforlife.com. And just check out the wife, Ajua Styles, book, The Ethereal Hike. And you know what? I want to give a shout out. Shout out to Uncle Rico. Shout out to Uncle Night Night. Shout out Uncle Fax. You are now listening to the Drunk Unk podcast. And this is your boy Style Speed of Ghost, LOX D Block. Yeah.
Hey, 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 look, get your ass the fuck up. You're now tuned with the Drunk Unks. So go and grab your cup, relax, and fill it up, sit back and drink it up. Cause my unks gon' turn it up. I'm with Uncle Night Night, Uncle Rico, and Uncle Fax. I be the lit nef, King Quaddy, I'm kicking fat. They put y'all on game and Quaddy's spitting the real podcast. With Master Pill, we just lit like that. I see you grooving, I see you moving. So have a seat and grab a drink and get into it. And if you ain't rocking with the unks, one thing I gotta say, y'all only get half a bar.
Count your fucking days.
Wood and motherfucking under the white bull, they be giving
smirk. Yeah, yeah. Oh, smirk, my yeah. Goodness.
Yeah, them drinks be very, my story gets very, very, very animated very quickly. Like, nah, I'll just chill. Next thing you know, boom, ass.
Okay, cool.
Like, just ass right there out of nowhere. Okay, all right. I'm okay with
it.
Not judging. Just didn't expect it.
Going on Facebook, going on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, you on Facebook. Twitter, tell them they can't hold you down, bro.
Yeah,
they can't stop you, bro.
Nah, my bad. That was my fault. That was Facebook fighting back. They heard you talking shit. All of a sudden, that shit just popped open.
Can't ban the snowman.
They trying, bro.
They trying their best, though.
They trying.
They trying, man. They
want
to start all over, and I ain't doing it, so. Fuck that.
Yeah. Problem is, you know, you're a habitual offender. So it doesn't matter if you start over.
Only had four offenders in the last month, but they was all bullshit.
Bro.
Did
you find it?
Yeah,
I said, you good, bro?
I was struggling, bro. Like,
damn. I seen. I was like, it was a lot of scrolling. I'll make sure you're all right. A lot of scrolling going on. I'm like, shit.
Motherfucking
Batman. Fucking, here we go.
You're live on Twitter, man. And Facebook kept the same damn time.
That's dope. So. In between you guys,
Dan. Yo, I'm just after the show, bro. I'm just after the show.
For all my people on Twitter, you know, in between your sports highlights and your mini pornos, here we are.
Yeah, Twitter, we live, Facebook, we live. Yo, boy, what's going on? See what's going on with you, boy.
Hey, niggas. That being said, okay. I know y'all got the word that we did the season finale last week. That is correct. Season 4 is a wrap. But in true nigga fashion, season 5 starts today.
No, it doesn't.
It's Friday night with your drunk unks.
Yes. Uncle Rico. People trying to hold me down, but they can't. I'm still here.
I'm Uncle Night Night.
I'm Uncle Fax.
And this is your happy hour with the mostest. What up, chicken? Since y'all brought it up, these Facebook indictments been dropping heavy lately.
Yo, they ain't playing no games, man.
They on some bullshit, bro.
I don't get it.
Hey, yo, it's changing our culture as we speak, right before our eyes, and nobody not even worrying about it.
Like, cyberbullying will not be tolerated.
Like, regular shit that we say on the reg is just like, he flagged us for this shit, bro.
Listen, that freedom of speech, not on Facebook. Oh, that shit done. It's over. You can't say what the fuck you want to say anymore. Nah. Drop fires on that bitch. Bang. That's what Facebook doing.
Nope, that's not what Facebook's doing.
Second bid in a week.
Motherfucking just fresh out, fresh bid.
Damn.
That was off for like 3 days.
It's like you one of them dudes. You ever get locked up? You bail out, pay a fine. Like, oh, you forgot you had this this fine. Lock you back up.
That's that dickhead shit. Be like, you know, you could have ran all my shit concurrent. Right. And then just let me do a 30-day stretch. Nah, y'all want it.
So Twitter only gave you 7?
Yeah, it's
You on Facebook? Explain yourself, bro. Come on, you on Facebook, man. Right now.
Yeah, he's not get off my dick. That's all.
Oh, that's it. One. Who is it? Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. The fact checker, all that shit. Suck my dick.
I don't got no problem with you, bro. I mean,
yeah, cyberbullies. Cyberbullies. That's what the fuck.
What you cyberbullying anybody this time, boy?
He said he's gonna kick some my ass. That's cyberbullying.
My little sister.
Doesn't matter.
Check. She was showing the fuck off.
Bro, that's what I'm trying to say, bro. They dictating, bro. Their platform, they said they're not having it.
Now you got to send your threats via inbox.
Bullshit, man.
You got this message like, yo, what the fuck you doing? Yo, take that shit down. Thank you.
And then it happened at like 3 p.m. So like the fucking counter mixed up, man. So
that's your rent then?
Like you, 6.5 days.
That's your rent?
I mean, you had a bid too, didn't you?
I had a 3.5 day bid.
I just came off of a 3.5 day bid.
Oh, so his shit growing. Your shit about to get spooky.
Boy, this shit, you about to get that 30 day. You about to get that 30 day next.
I think from 7 you go to 10, and from 10 to 30. 30
to 30, you're fucking done around here.
Yo, my boy, can't find him on Instagram.
These niggas laughing at Trump. Next thing you know, you about to be the next one.
Bro, but listen, it's not only about like Twitter cyberbullying and Twitter threatening people. Like they dictate, we can't even say nothing against what the media say. If the media
got 2 months,
if the media say, who got 2 months?
Chicken said he got 2 months.
Oh shit!
That's probably why he got his mother paid.
Well, my boy was DJing months. Like a motherfucker. He was making mixes back to back, and that bitch 2 months. Yo, but what I'm saying is,
word boy, word.
You can't even go against the system if they say COVID. Is killing motherfucking like 100,000 people, right? He was like, yo, only saw 5,000 got killed. Facebook jail. Mm. Boom.
Book him.
Yeah.
Book him.
Why I gotta wear a mask?
Hey, book him. Like, don't get ahead of yourself, man. Don't get ahead of yourself. They on some bullshit.
Oh, you're saying call everybody eventually get caught, bro. Everybody eventually get caught.
Bro, they dropping indictments on niggas from post 2 years ago.
Word.
Don't think you in the clear yet.
Bro, when I got booked, when I went to jail, they had me in May of this May of 2020, right? And my other three posts. One of them from May of 2020, the other one was from December 2019. I'm like, wait, what's going on here? Like, bro, I'm a whole new brother. That was last year. I'm a changed man.
Facebook, like the government, you know, they got new officials now.
they did
their elections now. You guys are like, oh, we got case logs backed up. Let's start hitting them.
Bro, they changing
everything.
A lot of dope on the table. I started getting y'all.
They changing the world right before our eyes, man.
Yo, it's just so crazy, right? That after my 3 day bid, right? I will type a comment, then I'll stop.
Start proofreading your shit. Yeah, be like, does this in any way, shape, may offend somebody?
Bro, you have to write this shit on a piece of paper before you type it. And look at it.
Yeah, I think that happened to Lonnie, too. Chicken said he made a post about Trump, and they told me it was fake news. I had to delete the post or I'm going 14 wrong. Days.
I think that's what Dredd just went down for.
But, yo, listen, they telling you that whatever they say is right, whatever you believe in is wrong. That's what they telling us right now, and we can't do nothing about it. Because guess what? It's their platform, yo.
True.
New World Order is for real, bro. And we ain't talking about Hollywood Hogan either. new World Order. But ain't that kind of funny when Bush was talking about that shit, all of a sudden Hollywood built the New World Order during wrestling, though? Say, hey, put two and two together, bro. That was that promotion right there.
Free promotion.
Bam, bam, bam. New world order. But yo, other than Facebook fucking us,
Well, that was just a little graphic, but okay.
Really is, man. Yo, they treat us like we in school, though. You look at it, they treat us like we in school, like we kids, and they fucking discipline us, bro. Or we really getting disciplined, bro.
Hey, oh, hey, shit. Chicken, man, you already know it's all love, man.
We're not gonna go past the facts, y'all supporting local clothing brands. Y'all, real that is true, man. You got
Fox Life, we got
Death Before Dishonor,
and the Drunk Unks.
You know what I'm saying? And we got more than this, too. So, you know, always support the locals, man. Always support your people, man.
We all we got.
Shit, fuck around. We people, for real, for real.
We all we need.
I'm going back to MySpace, man.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Oh, I never had a MySpace.
If you're not my top eight, don't my inbox getting mad at me and shit. You're not my top eight no more.
Remember that shit? Remember that shit? Be like, yo.
You're in trouble not having nobody in your fucking top eight on my fucking MySpace. Then you got to go to the, all right, I'm making the top 12, man. Since this is my fucking
top 20.
Yeah, man. I'm going back to MySpace. Fuck
I shit, missed man. That weed, yo. I ain't make the cut.
That shit was crazy, man.
If you knew a little bit of coding, yeah, you paid fine.
Yo, so how y'all like the versus battle yesterday?
It was cool, solid.
It was all right.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Shout out to my boy OT Genesis.
Yeah.
A lot of people was complaining about the audio. But when we was at John Crib, the audio was great.
See, they was probably on Instagram. When I was on.
We was watching it. Yeah, we was watching it on Apple. It was perfect. Yeah,
and John surround sound popping like it was jumping in that mug, yo.
Right.
You disgust me.
That's how they was feeling about their Instagram.
Cause like what happened was I went on the Instagram and it was trash on that. Went on Apple, it was perfect.
Facts.
Went back to Instagram, was trash. Went back to Apple, I'm like, I'm supposed to keep on rocking with this one. So
you know, only problem with Apple is Apple show the comments they want you to see.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
We ain't see all the
You'll see like the real time comments, like boom, 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 boom.
Cause yo, they was on having on Instagram.
Well, first of all, right, let's just get the elephant out of the room, right? So listen, right, I like Keisha Cole much as the next person. But bitch, next time you make me wait an hour and a half and then you want to just come and jump right in.
I ain't had no problems with her when she came out. We all took a little wager, we were all betting which one was gonna fall out first, the right or the left. And when she started doing that, what go, I said the left is coming, the left one coming. But it never came though. Disappointed. Boom.
It's cause they had them little thrones they had to sit on. Now if they had been able to stand up, and you know Keisha Cole, she kind of like bend down and sing, come back up. It was gonna happen.
Yeah. I bet on the left was gonna come.
It was
a creep life moment.
But yo, I don't even know. But a lot of women was like backlashing, throwing shots at.
I see what you're saying, Chicken. But I don't
know if she was drunk.
No, I don't think. Listen.
Drunk and high.
But my thing is, right, this is what I got mad about, right? A lot of women were saying, oh, her energy is bad. I don't like her energy. I don't like her vibes. I used to bartend. I see when women get a couple drinks in them, how they act. They was acting just like Keisha to me. So you getting mad at some shit you done did before. Come on now.
It's a reflection of my soul.
You pointing the finger at something that you did before too. Yeah. I seen mad women act like that.
I was on Twitter last night. They said I'm getting mad Frankie vibes off this battle.
She was lit though. She was lit. I ain't had no problems with it, though. She was lit. Frankie vibes, yo. I told her we're gonna try to get on the show too, though. We need her, yo.
Good luck.
I think she'll
let you work that one. I'm not saying it's impossible.
Anything's possible.
I'm just saying good luck.
I'll jump in the inbox. I got it. I set that up.
You got it.
Make it happen, Cat.
Cause the way she was lit yesterday, she might do it, bro. She was lit. Getting mad because.
But she fuck around. Now listen, if you're gonna make verses wait an hour and a half, how long you think she gonna like? Yeah, we're gonna start recording 8 p.m. Eastern time.
But
she like, all right, I'm with you. 8 p.m. Pacific time. She come strolling in like, what's good?
But can I take up with Keisha though? Because I was listening to the radio today. That her manager came on and said that she was on time. He said that they was having technical difficulties because her camera was blurry. And she said she ain't want to come out there when her camera blurry. And her sound was like not a good quality sound. So her engineers had to fix that problem. So she was there on time. She was ready to come out, but her engineers were still fixing the problem.
Well, listen.
So shout out for y'all getting mad.
Yeah, I'm about to say, keep it a bean. I'm about to say, Ashanti came out by like 8:45-ish, 8:50-ish. But the crazy part is, She turned around, and when she got there, right, you know what I mean, Ashanti was chilling, but then I go check my Instagram feed, right? 823, she's sitting here taking pictures. I said, bitch, that mean you was ready. I understood. I understood when it was Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight. You know, you got a bunch of old women. They don't know shit about none of this, so you expect that to take some time. You know, they got to make sure they wigs are straight. They pants has got creases in them. I get it, right? But you young people, come on now.
That's going to be sharper than that. I told motherfuckers, it looked like she was backstage arguing with the nigga. And she came and she came right, sat down. Come on, let's go. Hurry up. Come on, let's get it. Like, damn. Damn, she mad.
Yeah, she came in mad. She came in mad.
And then she like me. She got mad at herself. Did y'all peep this? She got mad at herself because she couldn't catch the vibe like she wanted. She's like, I can't catch it. She's like, I can't catch it.
It's warm in this bitch.
You ever see somebody get mad at themselves?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, see, this nigga's playing.
It was a setup for the jump.
The jig is up, little nigga. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me sweat, literally. Bruh. But yeah, I mean, I thought all in all, though, you know what I mean? It was pretty good. You know what I mean? Good for the culture.
But yo, my thing is, yo, this is what I don't get with people and everything. Everybody like bashing. But my thing is, right, a versus battle is about you dropping your songs against the other person's songs, right? That's the object of the versus battle, right? Song against song, right? Hit against hit. It's not about how you perform or how you act. See, we got two into that the stripper, the strippers in the money with the money. See, Rick Ross getting a massage. We got two into that shit.
Because the original concept, like you said, was the song.
Song against the song.
One person started doing now. Everybody feels
now. Everybody expect the expectations into the roof now. Like that. Yeah. And then they back the old way, so they really can't perform
now. If they was together,
it'd have been different. That's what Keisha kept saying. So she said she wanted to stand up and sing.
There's always somebody with the motherfucking Teddy Riley internet.
Come on, man. Leave my boy Teddy alone, man.
Never did not the same room.
That was not Teddy's internet. First of all, Teddy needed a six-piece orchestra out that bitch, three violinists. You know what I mean? He was really trying to put on the show. He was like, bro, I get it. You know, it's COVID. You ain't had no concerts. I understand. But, bro, this is just a regular Instagram type situation. You ain't got to go that hard.
Okay, now who y'all think won?
What, last night?
Yeah.
Come on now.
How was that guy?
Keisha Cole.
All right, Keisha Cole. One for Keisha, too.
One time for the Bay.
Who you think, Tootie?
Sean, too.
Okay, he said Shanti.
It's always one.
Yeah.
But I said that from the beginning. We thought like they was going to do a battle. So I said Shanti from the rip.
Oh, yeah. So you biased then?
No.
So I mean,
say what my motherfucking
pick. I had a toss up. I said I picked the coin. You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be that close, but at the end of the day, it wasn't that close.
It was
good though.
It was good. You know what I mean? They playlist was arranged well. I just feel like don't play your new music in the bonus rounds. Don't play your new music as one of the sets, especially if you're talking about this year's new song that dropped at midnight,
right,
and it's 11 o'clock. Bro, we don't know it yet.
Yeah.
So who y'all want to see next?
I
heard somebody throwing it out there.
They've been doing that since they started.
That's fake news?
I'm gonna get
Facebook jail for throwing out fake news there.
Yeah, stop sharing that shit.
Toni Braxton against Mary J. Blige?
Slaughter.
Mary J. will come in that bitch.
Drug them.
That won't be no competition, yo. It won't be no competition.
Mary will kill.
Mary got too many hits.
I love Toni Braxton.
I love her too. You love Toni Braxton or you love her thighs? Which one, Toni?
Both.
Okay, both.
First of all, Toni got to come out that bitch with Tracy, Tawanda, Trina, and Tamar. Yeah. Like, listen, I need something from all y'all, baby.
Babyface too.
I need something. No, I just need something from all y'all. Yep, babyface, yo. I need you to get in on this FaceTime, nigga.
No way. She can hang with well, Mary
Jane. The one thing, man. the one thing though, with yesterday's battle, right? Going back to the split screens, right? You know, like when you're hearing music, like they're playing it here and you're listening to it here. There's like that 3 minute delay, that 3 second delay. So you know. You know, they try and sing each other's songs, but they coming through off key like, nah, son, that wasn't spot.
Yeah.
But it wasn't their fault.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
What's going on, Uncle Ox? Old Brent on the line.
What's good, Brent?
Hit the door hard. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, you saw it. Everybody
hit it. Yeah. Whoa. That energy is different. Normally, it's one of us. It's a bop up the step. Right.
And also, we got a new president. How y'all?
Officially, the inauguration took place. All the black women screaming out, Chucks and pearls, Chucks and pearls, Chucks and pearls. I ain't seen half you hussies wear some Chucks in motherfucking 20 years.
Yo, he said, Buzz give a big slip, show slaps in the chest.
Oh, man.
Yo, word. That's yeah, what happened, too. That bro. Should
be, that all, be ugly, yo.
All flare chops. Woo! That should be ugly, yo.
Hey, yo, like, I don't mean to jump back into the verse because we were just on the president, old man Joe. But anyway, old man Joe could wait. I know his knees hurt the way he was running up and down the street. He was tripping, bro. He was tripping, yo.
Yo, fuck that, yo. Shout out to Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks said, fuck social distancing. You seen that nigga dap up Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. He gave Michelle a kiss on the cheek. He hugged Hillary. I'm like, yo, he likes it. Fuck that yo, shit.
Did y'all see Bill Clinton eye raping motherfucking J-Lo?
Who?
This nigga Bill Clinton.
Like, damn. He undressed and everything. He took it all. He took all our clothes off.
Bill ain't changed, man.
Bill ain't looking for him, man. We know Bill. We fuck with Bill, man.
Hey, bro. Them Bernie memes is funny as hell.
Yo, what the fuck was going on? Like, how did that generate?
Somebody explain that Bernie. But he older though. He older, older
exactly.
too.
He said they're chilling, but like the picture of it is so fucking funny. Like,
Bernie wasn't taking no chance.
I ain't know what was going on when everybody was putting the memes up there. They even have OJ putting the fucking the mittens up.
Nah.
I said, whoa.
Yo, I think the funniest one I've seen so far.
They had him sitting in Keisha Cole chair.
Yo, I put that joint in the group chat last night. And yo. Then today, they had him put somebody in him up with an
arm bar. I saw that. You USC.
That shit had me crying.
Somebody said if that was Trump, like on the other side, it'd have been banging.
Yo, they had him with the motherfucking Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, they're sitting there.
Bruh.
Nah, I seen the one. He was sitting around a bunch of niggas, and you hear him telling stories. He's like, so boom, this nigga gonna try to buy it. 3.5 off me, it's gonna come up short. You just see Bernie in the back.
Yeah, they came out of nowhere. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I said, somebody.
Crazy, man.
Bernie.
And they ain't waste no time.
Bruh.
But I saw, I don't wanna keep giving fake news because I don't wanna go to Facebook jail. But you know what I mean?
Facts, boy.
Yo, so what y'all think about my bull, Kels, battling Chris Breezy and Usher at the same time. Kale sitting in there with a king chair, king tut chair. These two little niggas.
That's not happening.
But yo, I said no. I said, what if it do happen?
No, it's not gonna happen. First of all,
could Kale be both of them?
First of all, Chris Brown light skin. So that nigga got a natural level of cockiness to him that is unprecedented. Ain't no way in the world he teaming up with anybody to do anything.
But Usher,
you know what
on the fence. Usher is half and half.
Now, Usher,
Usher's
me. Yeah. He's a good, smooth, light brown hue. Right, and, right. You know what I mean? So he with the shits. He's like, well, fuck it. We could team up. We could play New Flame, see what he's doing. I can turn around and hit him with the same girl. Fuck him up real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because he told me he going to give me that one. He was like, I don't need that one. That's a throwaway. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, I don't see why I battle with Kels, though.
I told you before, like many episodes ago, I was like, the best battle would be like Kels and Mary J. Blige. They both got like hip hop and rap and they do all kind of
things. Come on, Avent, man. We know. We said, what if? We can't say, what if, Avent?
Can't battle. Shit me. He could get set up in that motherfucker.
Did the bull do a hook?
Said Kels versus him was doing the only
person. Yeah, he lost that versus.
Oh,
he lost that versus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
The only person can beat him is himself.
Word, man. Nobody's beating Kels.
And he's undefeated against himself.
Yo, we ain't taking up for him as a person, man. We taking up for his work.
The art.
Word, his work that he put in, man. That's what we talking about.
We only care about.
You see your bull that Kodak win?
Yo, my bull once again, Trump. He let Kodak out, so you know what I mean? He got Kodak supporters with him now.
If Dice was here, he'd be like, Big T, Big T, Big T got it done.
But Lil Wayne got a problem on his hands, though. Because accordingly, when he sold his masters, He sold a lot of Nicki Minaj and Drake shit too.
I heard he sold their masters, not his.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
I heard he was selling they shit, not his.
But it ain't like that. They was trying to
right on time.
It ain't like they. Yeah, it ain't like they was trying to get their masters anyway, though. You know what I mean? They want to try to treat their masters. A lot of singers don't even try that in their whole career. They don't try to get their masters. Only the so few to do it.
Well, first of all, them niggas, they should have been. When Wayne went to jail last time, they should be like, yeah, bro, let's look out a deal right now so I can, you know what I mean? Because you be having shit going on. I ain't saying you bad, but I'm, you know what I mean? Just help me help you.
Right.
Uncle Murder said Kells got beat up in jail.
Yeah, he did say that. It's not really surprising that a pedophile gets beat up in jail. It's quite normal.
All of them should get beat up.
That should happen in
every
county.
Day.
Salem County.
Every day they should get beat up. Every day.
You know what I mean?
I'm talking about that day they hit.
Like, bro.
All day they
bro. Be like, yeah, I'm gonna go check out my boy Rob, man. See how he making out. He come up in that bitch. His shit closed up.
What's good, man?
Oh, no.
How you holding up? Oh, man, you know. I had a show last night. It didn't go like I thought it would.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You would think that somehow a lot of people would try to take heed to him or try to help him out because
I'm pretty sure certain niggas who is like that because you know, like anytime you get like a fan, like if you in jail, right, you in prison, and a famous nigga come in there, right? I got to befriend this nigga some sort of way.
This nigga gonna eventually get out.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He gonna
like,
get out.
Be like, bro, you bid 20. I got 17. So. You need me to do something in 3 years, I'm out, get you lined up. Be like, bro, man, I bet you R. Kelly commissary crazy. I bet you his commissary crazier than a motherfucker.
So you're fighting for his life right now?
Yo, kill him! Kill him
with this shit, man. Yo, kill him off us, kick. Fuck with me, yo.
Yeah, where is boy? I know that bitch. Yo, I don't care. Like, I don't know. Cause you know, like certain niggas to be creative, you know, they gotta be their perfect mind, you know, their perfect little setup.
Oh, you think about the music you did in that bitch?
But I'm just thinking about like, I was like, I know this nigga got some joints yo, already good.
When he get out, man, he dropping
my boy
joints at my the boy. Joints at the joints.
My boy gonna drop 100-track album.
Yo, what
he like the first 50 I had done before I went in. These 50 I just came with it.
Yo, when it comes to that music shit, he a genius, man. That Trapped in the Closet shit, that shit yeah. Showed me he was a fucking genius, man.
Trapped in the Cell. That's going to be the new one.
The new one.
PC.
Damn.
Yeah.
1 hour out of the day, somebody was supposed to try to punch on him.
So he in a 23-hour lockdown. 23
and
what? Damn.
Program, man.
Fuck.
I don't feel sorry for him, though, man. I don't, man.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the music that's being held hostage right
word.
Now.
Word. Because don't forget, he wrote for a lot of people. But if y'all want to stop supporting Kells, you better stop listening to a lot of Beyonce because y'all girls are going crazy with Beyonce and Kells wrote a lot of that shit.
What did Drake say? Hmm? I love Beyonce.
But what I'm saying, that's still Kells' music, right? Kells was sitting in the room with them three young girls writing that music.
They not trying to hear that shit.
They ain't trying to hear it, though, because it's Beyonce, right?
It's Beyonce.
Okay.
We ain't
making no beef and no beehive.
No.
What are you
no,
doing?
No,
what are you?
No.
So he tried to start that shit. Like, I want nothing to do with that.
You know what? The thoughts and views expressed by Uncle Rico do not reflect those of Drunk Host Podcast.
The first time you guys have been hanging with the beehive.
No, I want to. No,
you always drop your ass in the beehive. We don't never.
You
go
said
there.
You said the beehive ain't trying to hear shit. So why the fuck are you saying shit to the BI? They ain't trying to hear it anyway.
I wasn't coming at them when I was saying that. I was making a general statement.
Well, hell of a statement.
BI, don't, please don't.
Bruh.
We ain't got no problem with you, BI.
So Kells got.
Y'all won the fight, man, all right?
Kells got 15 years, so he about like.
15 years
he
straight?
Like, he got a minimum of 15 years in prison.
How many got down so far?
Like two or three.
Two or three.
Damn,
mixed up time and shit.
Oh, his career over.
Nah.
Is it 85%?
Nah, listen.
Is it 85% you got to do?
R. Kelly, probably. I don't know what the state of Illinois is. Oh. But we figure at minimum 10 to 12, he gone, right? I can tell you right now, R. Kelly going to be sitting right in his cell, year 11. He'd be like this. I'm about to Charlie Wilson these niggas. They going to think it's over. I'm going to come right back out with joints.
Kel, I ain't know he got that much.
Yeah, so I mean, he's gonna be going for it, man. Ain't gonna be no verses, really. It's gonna be like the 15th anniversary of a versus.
We might not even talk about that shit.
It's gonna be a versus reunion when that nigga.
No Kels, everybody. Can't, the Christmas is canceled for the next couple years for that nigga.
The next couple my hearts.
But you know, couple of black terms, bro. Couple could be fucking $60, $60. Know what I mean,
not a couple of hours. What you got, like three bands? That's a couple. A couple is always up for interpretation. The only time a couple means something is like, yeah, my girl, we a couple. That's the only couple.
That shit ain't even working no more.
Yeah.
You can't even say that no more.
No, because now niggas got thruples. It's three of us.
Be like, you heard it first here.
The thruples. Thruples. Mm-hmm.
So, my boy Bernie about to drop another stimulus.
Shit. I still ain't get the second one. Shit, boy, I got excited for a second. Woo!
Yeah, gotta drop another.
I need my stimulus check now, bro. I'm hurting. Man. I mean, we'll see. Now, technically, they shouldn't have to go through half the shit they went through now, because the House, the Senate, the President, it's all blue.
All blue. So my thing is, everything blue. Y'all won, man. Get my boy back his Twitter account. I want to hear the fuck he got to say. I want to hear the shit he gonna pop now. He's not president now. Let my boy get his shit back, man.
The funniest shit was one of the memes that was dropping was like, oh shit, Trump did make America great again. All the Democrats is in charge. I was like, damn.
Yo, fuck the Democrats and fuck the Republicans too. But get my boy back his Twitter, man. Y'all won, man. Y'all whooped his ass. My boy hurt like a dog, like walking away, licking his wounds.
Man,
give me back his Twitter.
Let that man get back on Pinterest.
Let him get back on, man.
Let that man get back on Pinterest.
Like, I'm gonna hear the fuck he got to say. I know he's gonna talk a lot of shit, yo.
See, first of all, right?
He's not president no more, bro. He gonna
You got to do some fucked up shit to get banned from Twitter.
You gotta be a cold motherfucker.
Cause like Twitter, like, you can damn near see anything on Twitter,
bro.
So to get banned from there, they like, nah, nigga, we just can't do it.
They blackballed my boy. That's how you know he blackballed. Blackball Trump.
Oh, hey, Cam.
Fuck you, old man winner.
Everybody, Cam Dean said that Ashanti.
Stop.
We're Ashanti,
stop.
He's going to get this work. Listen, Dean said Ashanti can sing better than Keisha Cole. Yeah, I let it sink in. Everybody let it sink.
Yo, if I know Trump, man, because bring up Uncle Drew's comment. I know Trump, he's like, oh yeah, word, I can't get no social media. I bet you this nigga sending 3-page emails to niggas like, nah, release that.
Hey, yo, Avent, listen, that's what I'm saying, bro. I want my boy to get his Twitter back so he can tell his side of the story, bro.
Fuck you talking about, Trump?
I don't even gotta say, man.
Trump about to drop a mixtape, nigga. He's up putting that shit straight to the streets.
And bro, he let out, I
give it up for free too.
And he let out Kodak Black, he let out Wayne. I'm gonna get
they gonna get some features. They gonna get a couple features. Word. Yo. He did make sure my man Harry O got pardoned. For y'all that don't know who Harry O is, Michael Harry O Harris was the secret member, like the silent member of Death Row Records. Hmm. While the nigga was already in jail, facing life, he gave Suge $1.5 million to start Death Row Records.
Hmm.
So he did pardon him.
Trump, man. Now, why did he make these moves? I need to hear his story. Like, why did he pardon them?
Because
I want to hear. Because first of all, it ain't like you trying to get their votes. Oh, Lil Wayne was with him with the voting shit too, though. Lil Wayne was on his side.
Nah, shout out to Wayne. He had the best game plan. He was like, yeah, I'm going to go out publicly. I'm going to say I'm going to support this nigga. He going to get these charges dropped. And then I'm going to just go do me whatever after that. He said, whoever get these charges dropped, I'm rocking with them.
Yo.
Joey. Donnie, what's up?
Big T was like, man, I got shit.
Hey, yo, but
Big T was like, nigga, I got 2 weeks left, nigga. I can get you on the list right now.
Then they said something about the what's the Tiger Man and shit was waiting out there with a limo.
Joe.
They said somebody was waiting out there with a limo to pick him up, but he didn't get the pardon. Yeah, shit. Trump said, "Fuck him."
Did my boy.
Carol Baskin said, "Hey nigga, your Secret Service detail about to be cut by like 80%."
Bro, you see the limo was out there waiting for him and sitting out there in front of the prison.
That shit been funny.
And he
left
that out.
Yo, I seen the meme and it was Squidward in the house seeing Captain SpongeBob outside playing, and it was like
Wayne
watching Wayne and Kodak. You pardoned? I'm like, yo.
Sitting there like, man, what's up, Aisha? Yo, what else? But you know what I mean? I watched the inauguration, and you know, Biden sounded like a true politician. He was saying all them right things. He brought up he kept using the word where Trump was using the word I. He was like, We are going to fix this problem. We are going to. I was like, man, yo, this nigga is a true politician because he's selling the fuck out of this shit. You seeing the people getting riled up? I'm sitting back here looking at this shit like, this shit is comedy to me. Like, bro, I can't believe y'all still buying.
Bro, since I was old enough to understand like the political world, bro, they all say the same shit. The only difference is the delivery.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying.
How they deliver it. They say
that's why it's kind of funny to me, right? Because people be getting revved up. Motherfuckers taking half days. Motherfuckers taking days off to watch the inauguration.
Bro, I do give my boy props, though. Because Biden, well, old Sleepy Joe, that's what Trump called him, Sleepy Joe, right? He got out the limo, and that nigga had a little strut with him. Strut, he started jogging at people, giving them pounds and stuff. I said, I know that motherfucking his knees hurt right now. I know his knees.
What you talking about, man?
Huh?
My boy had his first nap in the Oval Office the following day.
Went straight out.
My boy Joe has mask on.
Went straight out. Yeah, why older people go to sleep just straight down like this?
Bro, that's a sign, right? First of all, that's a sign that you're getting older, and that means you're comfortable with your body. Because if your hand is right here, your stomach is right underneath, keeping them shits perfectly tucked. No. So you like this.
My boy had a mask on everything.
Like when you, and then look, you really into the shit when you don't even need to take a nap. You just be your kid talking to you.
Yeah.
And then bro, what?
All my uncles.
What
my,
did you?
My uncles, my grandfathers, they all had the same pose.
You saying that? Yeah. Yeah. And then I started, you know, you start thinking about it, be like, well, what the fuck was we doing before then? Arms just dangling. What's up, nigga? Hands on the head.
Last time I did that, my arms was all sore, so now I'm just gonna let them rest up here. Now.
And you know, my shoulders got tight. Now I'm good right here. This is my safe spot. This is my safe spot right here.
But yeah,
it will sleep good too.
But yeah, everybody hype. Like John was saying, everybody was hype, cheering and stuff and everything. Like shit's still the same.
I mean, listen, right?
Like shit is still the same. Now this is the first thing people say. Give it time. That's the first thing people say.
Well, you know, I mean, typically with a president, right? Your first run through, they say your first 100 days after taking office, that's where you're going to get the most done. And then the next, you know, you start planning ahead for re-election and shit like that or whatever. But, right, I'm like this, like, yo, he really, like, he was sitting there saying it, and I'm like, but the little girl came up there. She did a poem. I forgot her name. Oh man, I think it's like Ashley Gorman or something. Like, yo, little girl, black girl. Her poem was incredible.
I didn't hear about. I knew you talking about her.
Everybody was talking about. I didn't hear the poem either. Everybody was saying it was good though.
Yeah, it was a good poem.
They said it was the best speech in the whole.
Everything.
That's what they said.
Well, first off, shout out to Biden because the dude who did the benediction, he right from Wilmington. That's a pastor right from Wilmington.
But hold on, brought him there. John, tell me this though. I heard two versions, right? I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing because I don't want to go to Amanda Facebook Gorman. Jail, right? But yo, Biden got sworn. They said it was the Book of Eli, or they said he had the first King James Version Bible. You ain't seen it?
Yeah, I seen that.
Nah, I ain't
bro, see, he had the first one.
I ain't watched the actual swearing in part.
First of all, that motherfucker got more than motherfucking that bitch got like 100 some books in that bitch, yo. That bitch was this thick.
It's all good unless you the nigga holding it. And you like,
hold up, what is wait, hold it? She was struggling.
Matter of fact,
his wife was on it, right?
Tag team this shit. You get a corner, you get a corner.
She was shaking, trying to hold that. That Bible was like this thick, yo. They said it was the Book of Eli.
And he kept pointing out the fact that you know this shit happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago, and here we are 2 weeks later, blah blah blah. I was like, man, this shit was like almost like Comedy Central / HBO to me, because I was like, man, this is thoroughly entertaining. These people getting all revved up behind this shit. I'm checking my timeline. Hella people wearing pearls. And I'm like, yo, really?
Bro, like, my thing, I don't get people. 98% of the people voted for Biden because they didn't like Trump. Period. Come on, now, if there was been anybody else, ain't Biden. I mean, Biden would have got all them fucking votes. If I don't like Biden, what the fuck? I don't even know. That who he was that quick. They voted for Biden because they wanted Trump out of here, period. Tell the truth.
I think that's the truth. I mean, I think they know it. Like, I think they know it. They was like, you know, they was on the fence with Hillary. Like, after 4 years of Trump, they was like, nah, nigga, we got to do something now. We got to do something now.
I don't give a fuck who it is.
The jig is up, nigga. We got to do something. We can't do four more years of this shit. Who knows what's about to happen?
It could have been one of the little nigglets from Telling the Hood going against Trump. Y'all would have voted for one of them little niggas up that wall, yo.
President Nigglet?
President Nigglet.
The first Nigglet wife.
Yo, hold on. We had a show. What were we trying to figure out? Was that a real name? A Nigglet.
Yeah, we were talking about that shit.
So is Nigglet real name?
It's a major nigga.
it's a fun size nigga.
Yo, but yo, them little niggas was about business. They was about business though, man.
I think you can be taller than a foot and a half to be a nigga. Yeah. After like a foot and a half, then
you're a dwarf.
Yeah, you're a dwarf. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like bro, you ain't made the cut. You got too tall. Keep that shit moving, kid.
But yeah, like anybody would went up against Trump this year would have won. Because that's how much the world hated Trump. Like, hate. My mom used to tell me, don't say the word hate. Remember the older people?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say hate.
You don't hate nothing.
Yeah, hate is a strong word. But boy, this year, what? Everybody was saying, fuck that motherfucker. I hate him. You hate him? What are you doing?
I hate you all so much.
Word. They were using hate like crazy. That's the most I ever heard the word hate. This year, used publicly.
I hate him.
Who?
I ain't heard the word hate that much in a year since I first heard the term player hater.
Oh!
when you first heard that term, like, yo, you a player hater. Yo, you hating on the game, baby. Nah, nigga.
And then my thing is people that don't use words like this was using the word hate. I hate him. I hope he die. Whoa! You hope he died.
There's a lot to wish death on a nigga.
Word, like.
Like, normally, if you wish death on a nigga, he did something to you.
Personally, yeah.
You shot my mama. Nigga, I want you to die.
I want you to die.
I'm praying God kills you. You know what I mean?
And bro, like, but everybody was using the word hate. That's what I want to hear what my boy got to say, man. Get my boy's Twitter back, man. I just want to hear him talking shit, man. Listen, man, he's a citizen now, man.
Yeah, I can see Trump now, right? If that nigga get his social media back, right? Motherfucking Kodak drop a mixtape or album. Here go Trump sharing that shit. Yeah. Don't forget who put you on, nigga. Don't forget who put you back in the game.
Yo.
Big T did that.
But yo, watch when Kodak back drops something. You know he shout out to Trump. You know it's coming, yo. But shout out to Trump.
Kodak a dickhead too, so he definitely going.
But you know he coming, yo.
He probably gonna have a whole track called "Trump My Nigga."
Ignorant
Florida
nigga.
My nigga Big T came through, set your dog free. Y'all say what y'all want about that man. Ain't cool with me.
And then yo, fuck that color woman that won.
Oh. Madam Vice President. That's who you're referring to.
Who?
Madam Vice President.
Oh, that's who that is? I don't know. The color woman won. Woman of color.
Bitch, when the last time you said a colored anything?
What you want me to say? Black woman? Nah, I'm not saying it.
Nah, nigga. Say queen, nigga. Say queen.
Nah.
Yo, and the crazy part is, right? Don't get the game twisted, right? I get it, right? She black.
She colored, bro. Come on, bro.
Whatever word.
She not you, motherfucker.
Whatever adjective we want to use. But, okay, she does have a bit of melanin in her. And she is a woman. And she's the first one elected to office. But last time I checked, right?
And she married to a Jewish man.
Last time I checked, right? For all you people that love Barack so much, y'all niggas wasn't checking for Biden back then. When Biden was the VP. So, like, you know, the VP, I just don't, you know. Y'all niggas just better hope Sleepy Joe don't fall asleep.
I'm about to say, don't wake up. Yeah, word. Because, yo, like, listen, we on pace right now. Looking at Sleepy Joe, how much running he was doing. He was really active. So he taking years off his life. Me and John talked about that. You can't just up and run no more. You got to save that. The times of need. You know he what? Used a lot of years of his life.
No. Joe was going to be like Mum-Ra.
This nigga said, "Chuck him like
Mum Ron." You know, the show start, Mum Ron there over top of the motherfucking pool, all right, benches all little and shit.
That's
time to get active. Bro,
remember that Patrick Ewing picture when Patrick Ewing got all the ice?
Yeah, the ice beans all over his shoulders.
That's Joe right now. Joe got all the ice on him. Bro, he was jogging like a motherfucker.
I think he was playing for like Orlando or Seattle at the time. He was a big man. You were fucked up there.
Yo, it gonna be the first. It might fuck around. Like I never wish no bad on nobody, and I never say the word hate because I don't believe in shit like that. You know what I mean? But she might be the first woman president.
It could happen.
I'm telling you, Sleepy Joe. I don't wish nothing bad on nobody, but Sleepy Joe, yo, he doing too much. He doing too much, yo. My boy was jogging the whole inauguration.
Yo.
He was literally jogging.
Nigga, if you an old man and you get elected to president, nigga, and it's your day, everybody about to salute you. I'd imagine you got a little bit of extra
kick. Yeah, I like my man says, red dot, not the feather, motherfucker. Yeah, red dot. Red dots don't wear feathers.
All I know is.
She not from this soil over here, motherfucker. Like, where this boy? She not from this soil.
Just
red dot. That's what she was.
I'm
she
just saying, how come the niggas that get elected got, like, for lack of a better term, nigga names? Like, you know, Barack.
Actually, Barack not Kamala, a nigga name.
Kamala.
They like, overseas names, though.
I'm just saying, right?
They overseas names.
True, right?
They not the soil name.
Okay.
I want Tyrone to get elected, man.
Yeah.
Whenever they elect Tyrone, he made it.
Let my boy Leroy Selman.
Leroy, a Tyrone. Then I'll be like, yes.
It's like some shit you can't deny.
Word.
Be like, yo, who's your commander in chief, man? Gaddafi. Yo, shit, nigga, that's your commander in chief.
You not going overseas. You not going overseas and finding Tyrone over that bitch. Tyrone is here. What I'm saying is, so if somebody get elected and they name Tyrone, I'm voting like a motherfucker. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking vote like 15 times.
Ladies and gentlemen, your next commander in chief, Tyrone Gibson.
Word.
And you be like this. Yeah, just call me Ty.
Call me Ty. President Ty. Word. What is so Barack and stuff? That's not fucking names from the soil, man. Kamala, the only Kamala we fucking know is the wrestler Kamala.
For facts.
With the stars and the moon and shit. Crescent.
Is it Kamala or is it Kamala?
Kamala.
Same as Kamala the wrestler.
His name was Kamala. I don't know how her name is.
I'm talking about her name.
Is it Kamala? I thought.
I think it's like Kamala.
Kamala.
Like, yeah. Yeah, something like, yeah, that sounds right.
Kamala.
But you know what I mean?
I'm going to call it Kamala then. She locked too many brothers up, man. She locked too many brothers up.
All right, now. You locking niggas up. Now you got a chance. Sign some pardons, bitch. Let the niggas out.
Word. Now that's what she should do.
But I seen a joint today that Biden trying to push that minimum wage gets pushed up to $15, like ASAP.
Oh, even if it's $15, I still know. Bro,
only 14 states do it now.
But don't forget, guess what now? Your child support go up now. Your rent go up. Your sodas go up. Your candy go up. Wait, the liquor go up.
Whoa.
Everything goes up.
Bro, you're being offensive now.
I'm saying,
I was with you with child support.
I'm just saying, man. Everything, what I'm trying to say is, bro, just because you feel good that the minimum wage went up, but no. Bro, everything around you goes up too.
Right,
so it balances out to nothing the same way. That's what I'm saying.
I get that, but no.
If now you going to raise my child support again.
No, if I get that raise, maybe mom get that raise too. It's going to balance out.
Bro, so the same thing, bro.
First of all, why this nigga whispering? This nigga whispering like he don't really want nobody to know.
So can he do it? Like we both keep like I get it, she get it. Like we, come on, man. I'm just saying, bro. Like sometimes you gotta open your eyes, bro.
Nah, you think about the nigga like this, right? Nigga all excited. Yeah, man, I just got my promotion, nigga. I'm making $15 an hour, baby. Be like, yo, the new dude just started. He making $15 an hour now.
You're like, whoa.
Nigga, what?
I was here for fucking 13 years.
6 years. See, I've been here getting a quarter a year.
And, this motherfucker,
and this motherfucker just got here.
So now you're going to have inside beef.
Like motherfucker.
Motherfucker hating. They're going to hate. Here come the hate now.
The new guy. You know.
The new guy. Fuck the new guy.
No. Ask the new guy.
Ask the new guy. Yeah.
Ask the new guy.
Nah, I ain't training shit. I'm training shit now. Now.
The boss, y'all make the same thing. Y'all like, so? Fuck the new guy.
Fuck he that. Make what I make. Ask that nigga.
Y'all felt comfortable enough to give him $15 off the rip. Made me wait 6 years. Shit. Apparently, he knows something I don't.
He's like, yo, boss man,
huh?
Boy, fuck you.
Yo, if I have a chance, though, like, since they make everything $15 an hour, then, yo. Yeah, if I got a chance to work in the warehouse, lift fucking 50-pound bags, or at a flower shop, I'm going to the fucking flower shop. Oh, yeah. Put my motherfucking apron on. Doo-doo-doo. Clip.
What?
Clip.
Catch me at Rite Aid, nigga, at the checkout counter.
Word, $15. We all making $15 an hour, right? So why not do the easiest of the easiest?
Then look, then you start seeing ignorant shit like, bitch, fire me. Next game gonna pay me the same thing.
Word. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. They about to start some real beef. Some hate.
Somebody's gonna be upset.
Word. I'm going straight to all flower shops and put my application in. Easiest job, period.
As soon as that shit happened, motherfucking heads of human resources gonna start taking weeks vacation. Like, yeah, I gotta get the fuck up out of here, bro.
I'm going to let y'all deal with that. I'm going to refine gas every spring and fall.
Yeah, because I'm about to say,
spring not the fall, summer, not the winter.
Yeah, nope. I did it before. I've been there.
First day it hit 30 degrees. Nah, bro, y'all can have this shit.
Oh,
first day it hit 90. Nah, bro, y'all can have this shit.
I'm out of here. Peace. And walk away.
And I'm going to Burger King. I'm going to be a janitor.
You don't want to pump gas in the wintertime.
Word, that shit bad, yo.
Bro, this shit be like,
we had that dumbass group out at motherfucking Sunoco on sale. When you punch it through them little cracks in the windows, like this.
Little heater, you got three niggas up in the inside. Like, we all like this and that bitch like this.
Look at, y'all looking homeless as hell. Like, come on, nigga. Be like, yo, the little heater about to go, nigga. That shit been going for 3 days straight. That bitch is about to conk out.
Till you ever suck your teeth, get mad when the car pull up. Damn.
Fuck. Just got more.
Bro, I just got situated.
Word is ball, man.
Now you be like this, right? You be the only one, nigga. You be chilling. Be like, don't nobody be there. It's a regular day. All of a sudden, every pump got a car. Shit, nigga, what the fuck?
Well, the way it's looking right now, we can't pump gases because all the immigrants got it. We can't go to Dunkin' Donuts because all the immigrants got it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Is I missing something right now? Hold up. Didn't Joe Biden just sign something for the immigrants too? Oh my God.
That bitch walked off. He signed some shit in favor of more. He signed some shit before as far as they could be here longer before they had to actually become citizens and give them more time to be here.
Yeah. We know, bro, what they was doing. They had the biggest glitch ever. The Indians was doing the gas station glitch, meaning that for 7 years they had a business and everything, right? So when it's time for their 7 years up, they'll give it to their cousin. Or their nephew or somebody, and then they got it for 7 years, and they keep it going and shit. Now my boy has extended that shit, so they keep doing that shit. So that means, in the East Coast, I never seen a black-owned gas station yet. If somebody can shout them out. If y'all know a black-owned gas station, I ain't say black people managing it. I ain't say black people managing it. I said own the whole motherfucking goddamn thing.
That's an interesting point. That's what I'm saying, bro.
So now he's signing bills, so now they can keep doing what they're doing. That they've been doing.
So what you're saying is, when the immigrants seen that bill playing, they was like, yo, turn on my song. Nigga, we made it.
I'm just saying, bro.
The closest one is in Maryland.
The closest one in Maryland, y'all.
Another one.
But yo, okay, so, all right, so around here, they own that shit. Okay.
So, all right. Alabama, Florida, Cali, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin.
Now what? One black person.
Some of them got two or three.
What you mean two or three?
Gas stations.
Yeah. Okay, but how many gas stations in the world, motherfucker? The world, Craig?
A lot.
But what I'm trying to say, niggas late
to this petrol game.
He said 29 in the whole USA.
Goddamn.
Come on, bro. But you know how many gas stations in the whole USA?
That's not even one person.
And bro, listen, guess what though? And that's one thing we always need is gas. Think about it.
This shit would have never happened if the future would have been like it was in the Jetsons. We'd been done with this shit. Could have had my flying car.
Oh, it's raining. It's raining.
His boy Elroy.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, bro, yo, like, Biden doing shit right now. He's signing shit. Everybody, yo, Biden has signed that. Oh, hurrah, hurrah. What the fuck he do for the communities yet? The black communities. He did something for the Alphabet people, too. I ain't read it all. I'm still reading it, yo.
Still researching.
But he did. He signed something for the Alphabet community.
He did. The LGBT. He did do something for them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, drop something. Yo, drop something, motherfucker. Let some helicopters come past and drop crates here. Crates of money or something.
Yo, don't do that. I'm about to say, goddamn, we'll be in the Sudan or something.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying.
Bro, can you imagine you hear the military choppers? You just in the crib. You just chilling with your kids watching the game. Are you? Oh shit, nigga, get my gun.
Like the care package. He dropped the care package.
You just hear motherfuckers like this. It just started looking like all dude.
Word.
We got your gun.
No, then you got the one nigga that's always good in the lobby with a knife.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Shit, GTA that shit, nigga. Let you get right to the crate as soon as you get. I'm just gonna keep picking them off till I run out of bullets.
Hey, yo, but my thing is, you don't even got. Listen, like at this point right there, we don't really want nothing from y'all motherfuckers, right? This is what we want though. Start rearranging that crime, the grind bills. That's what y'all need to start doing. You start fucking with the overturning a lot of them crime bills. We'll be okay with that.
I just feel like I want something even simpler than that, nigga. Take seatbelt tickets off the thing. It's a choice.
Why? Why would I die? How you gonna get mad at me?
If I don't wear my seatbelt, why I gotta pay a ticket for it?
I paid for the car, bitch. Shit.
Paid for the car. I paid for the insurance. God damn it, I got it registered. Now you telling me I gotta wear the seatbelt too? What the fuck? Nigga, just do something simple. Just small changes, nigga. Incremental.
Nah, man.
Or to build up.
The Bluetooth is where you gotta park before you fucking like turn it on and off.
Hey, yo. This is what I try to tell people, yo. Everybody voted for Biden and Kamala. What's her name again, John? Everybody
Miss,
voted
Miss Harris.
Everybody voted for the color woman. I'm gonna call her color woman, yo. I'm gonna give her some respect. I'm gonna give her color woman. Everybody voted for the color woman, right? But like I told people, right?
Jesus Christ!
Since like 75, Biden been on every crime bill, and then she was like the head prosecutor at one time with withholding evidence from cases. That motherfuckers get death penalty, everything. Y'all forgot? Or she said sorry. You can't say sorry for somebody that's got killed in jail or somebody that's spending 15, 20 years because you can't get time back. You cannot apologize for everything. And that's facts. And we all gave this motherfucker a pass because y'all hated Trump so much. So we gave both of these two motherfuckers that put a lot of our families and friends away behind bars for some simple weed charges. Anybody with weed charge should be let out of jail right now.
Stop moving your hands close to my yak, nigga. I don't like that. You see, and you get like your swing get more and more dramatic. Like, stop.
Yeah, well, everybody that got them weed charges should be let out of jail, but like, first of all, period. I don't see no cocaine. I don't see no cocaine growing inside the hood. Period. So where it's coming from? Stop playing with us, man. But y'all know everything, though. The government knows everything. Because y'all motherfuckers the ones doing it, man. I'm tired of y'all.
You got to do your lines, nigga. Hey, good.
And y'all keep talking about this gun shit. Ain't no gun factory in the hood either. That's guns. So who the fuck making the guns? They making guns in the hood? They making zip guns, the little one shooters. They ain't doing that. They not doing that. So it's coming from somewhere, man. That's what I'm saying. It's coming from somewhere.
I just be trying to drink my water. And this nigga be trying to make me spit it out. Yep.
That's what I was telling y'all, yo. He did that, bro. This bone. And people okay with that. Bro, that's fucked up, though.
Nah. It's okay to admit you fucked up. Be like, yo, I was young and dumb. I was an ambush.
Now, let me bring that back to the table now.
Yeah, let me make some adjustments.
Bro, let me bring that 94 crime bill.
I got a little bit more clout now. Bro. Let me change, make some changes to that.
Now, bring that crime bill back to the table. Now, if he do that right there, now I could listen to him now. Take that 94 crime bill and bring it back to the table. That's what I want him to see. I want him to do. That's only what I'm going to cheer, but... Other than that, fuck him.
I mean, you can just tell the truth. Oh. You just tell the truth. Be like, listen, man, I was young. My man, listen, I was trying to get my bill passed. My man said, you sign mine, I sign yours. I did it. But let the nigga fix that now. Let me,
word.
I'm in the game now, baby. Back then, I was on the outside. I'm in the game now.
That's say you fucked up, man.
Coach now.
We just said we all fuck up. Everybody fuck up. You fucked up big times. Whoa. Now do something about it. You got the power to do something about it right now.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
That's what I'm talking about. Sleepy Joe.
Shit, I knew the cough was coming. That's why I was trying to get through the cough, nigga.
Balance the scale.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Go back, fix some shit. You be better than what you was.
Word.
And we've been saying that for a while, man. Just be better than what you was. Okay, you fucked up, but you can't keep doing that same fuck up again. All your fuck ups gotta be brand new, unprecedented fuck ups. Hey, bro, you can't do the same fuck ups over and over.
This motherfucker's on the book saying, oh shit, Sleepy Joe, he's signing shit already. His penis to the metal already.
So was Trump.
What did he sign for you though? Nothing.
So was Trump.
Nothing to help you after the situation that you've been in for the last fucking.
I think Trump's first day that years? Nigga did like 50 executive orders.
Word, like.
I don't know which ones helped me. I don't know which ones
hurt help you, bro.
I don't know which ones hurt me. I might have just been. I might have been neutral in all them shit. But the nigga pen was mighty. hey, nigga. I need a Bic, nigga. This ain't working. Get that good check.
And yo, people cheering. Yo, people cheering. I watching people cheer. Oh my God, Joe, that signed this. All right, look what he's doing. Trump ain't the. I'm like, every president do that shit when they first get in office.
It's a
that
catch.
Stuff was in motion beforehand.
Word.
It's in motion beforehand. So like to think that,
like, bro, it's like you get a new job. It's like you get a new job. You go to orientation, nigga. She slides you the paperwork, nigga. You ain't even reading.
Read it, sign it, y'all.
So I'm on the clock right now, right? So these 8 hours for orientation, I got paid, right? Okay, cool. I'm signing right here.
You don't sign anything, like
you sign right here.
Never read shit. Well, John, you know you.
And then later on down the line, they be like, "Yo, man, we got to write you up, nigga. You was late." Be like, "Yo, bro, I told you I was gonna be late." Like, but you know, your paperwork
you signed it
says,
and you signed it.
If you're late, we can still write you up.
My uncle told me this. My uncle told me this, yo, like years ago, and I looked at him like he looked like stupid. He said, "Lonnie, don't sign nothing." I said, "What you mean don't sign nothing?" He said, "Don't put your signature on anything." I said, wait a minute. On anything? He said, what did I say, knucklehead?
He's all right.
Yeah, okay. I said, all right, don't sign nothing. I said, but
nigga talk through his teeth. Oh shit, he got rid.
But yo, I ain't get it. Like what I'm saying. What
you ain't get it then.
I ain't get it then, but you don't supposed to sign anything, bro. Because nine out of ten what they do to us and everything, right? Now it's not signing nothing no more. Now it's a check button on your phone. You the agreements, it's like agreement. But when you go to an agreement, you're like, God damn, you swiping.
The terms of service.
It's going down. You're like, God, no way in the world.
Nobody reads that.
Nobody read all that shit. But that shit going to come back and bite you in your ass, though.
Absolutely.
Because we never read it. Because it's so long. They put extra shit in there. The dazzle you. To make you fucking.
Like, nah, they showed you all the good shit in big font. Yeah. You're like, yeah.
Bro.
You're good at this. Oh, yeah, I am.
Bro.
Boom. They're like, but, make sure you accept the terms and conditions.
Word. You just hit the button. Yep.
Click.
And then you like,
and then look, you don't even read that shit. You click, go right back to the big words.
Word. Like, bro, they getting us with that shit, man. And that's what my uncle was talking about. Don't sign shit because 9 out of 10, you're not reading what you're signing. Period.
Facts.
I learned the hard way. I signed my child support papers. Ooh. I signed a lot of shit, yo. Got a shit in the song.
I signed a birth certificate. God damn it.
Whoa, John Wallace.
He told me don't sign nothing. Here, I thought I was just being a good, upstanding gentleman signing his birth certificate.
Shit. That's fucked up,
guy. Yeah, it's a joke. These are jokes. It's Friday night. I ain't got shit to do but tell jokes and drink. It's kind of like typical routine here. So that being said, you know what I mean? Follow us on Facebook, Drunk Uncles Podcast. Twitter, since we live on Twitter, Drunk Uncles Radio. Instagram, Drunk Uncles Podcast. DrunkUnclesPodcast.com. Let me finish. Now you can
shout out to White Jesus. Happy Earth Day.
Yeah, he whatever. I'm not even going to indulge in that. Happy birthday, nigga. you got something?
Bro, you're not gonna talk all week.
All right, so if you've been following the page, I started doing little articles on what we call bum juice, and I have another one written up already, but I can't post it. So you got to go on Twitter and it's random to see it first because I can't post it on Facebook.
I share it for you, bro.
No, I'm gonna send it to you. You got just copy and paste.
All right, got you.
Nah, just send it to me, and I just put it on the actual page.
copy and paste it, post it on there. I need y'all feedback on that. Thanks for rocking us for a whole year straight, non fucking stop for one.
All right, we're not gonna stop at this point. Ain't shit else to do. Joe Rogan do his podcast every motherfucking day. I'm trying to be like Joe Rogan. Bro. I'm trying to get paid, nigga. I'm trying to get paid. When you in the grind, you trying to make it happen, you keep fucking going.
We ain't say Joe Biden either. We said Joe Rogan.
See.
He had a dope show with Undertaker the other day, too.
Yo, he had a lot of dope shows, bro.
He did. He did. But see?
Y'all should go check out that Flat Earth joint he did.
See? There you go.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm gonna get banned from Facebook because I said the Earth was flat?
No, you're going to get banned from Drunk Unks. Nigga, shut the fuck up. So,
what he's talking right now, that's a question everything, which is
No. We're not going to talk about that. That shit's getting revamped. It's going to get done. They got a new admin, nigga. We're going to make that shit pop now. I'm in the game now, baby. But anyway. Yo, man, we thank y'all for rocking out. The people who was interacting with us on the live, we appreciate y'all. Yes, Cam, Brett, Cousin Dice, Brett.
And fuck Dice.
Poor Boy, Aisha, a bunch of people who was jumping in. I appreciate y'all, man.
The boy Charles.
Too.
Yeah, he said see. All right.
I'll scroll real quick.
AD
Golden, sorry. Chicken.
This is your athletic director and assistant principal, Anwar Goldman.
Bro, did you do one of the recordings, bro? Did you talk about one of the recordings?
Bro.
Tell him about the recording, bro.
No. I'm going to say that. No, I need that nigga in person to have that conversation.
Nah, come on, bro. Let him see what
they I can't guarantee he one of these viewers.
Bro, he's watching, bro.
I'm going to talk to him.
Bro.
I'm talking to you. Y'all going to stop blowing up my motherfucking phone, nigga. You and little white lady too, nigga. Y'all be ping ponging this shit. Be like, I got this round. You get the next one. All right, cool. Nah, man, fuck out of here. Matter of fact, end this shit, man. Love y'all. See y'all next week.
I'm glad I got my number.
Goddamn shame, nigga. If I ain't know the better, I think my kids was. Well,